day. Oh, today was a good, good day. Stay having a fun time with a Super Bowl walking on sunshine. Today was a good day. Oh, today was a good, good day.
It is the Good Day program. Wednesday, the 21st of December, first full day of a couple of different things, Hanukkah, and also it's, it's Christmas. It's winter time. Christmas time, winter
close.
Time, Christmas time, winter time, winter time. All right, so both of those things are part of what we celebrate today. Seven after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous queen of cheap, is here. For so many years, I introduced you as the fabulous info babe. I have a hard time getting that. It's kind of like when I do programs and I'm asking people for input, and I give them or if I'm doing a commercial, when I'm reading a commercial, and we have this commercial for the Fountain of Youth. There's no telephone number attached to it. It's a website. But yet, invariably, Every other time I do it, I start by saying, oh, call 8, and then I realize.
Right. Roberta, you know what I'm going to do just for fun?
What are we going to do for fun?
I'm going to change the phone number to call into the show.
Yeah.
He's been saying 1-800-510-TALK for how many years?
14, 15 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be so mean.
Yeah. It would be mean. But Richie's up for it because he's Scrooge. It's Christmas time.
That would be fun.
It's Christmas time. Okay, so a lot of things, a lot of ground to cover. And this hour, the Good Day program, not the least of which will be the deals that Roberta has for us from the Queen of Cheap, Macy's, iTunes. A lot of things are there for you. This is, among other things, a labor of love and a service program. A lot of people like it because there's holiday stress relief. And there's also a lot of information about the holidays, presents, where do we go, how do we save money, what's going on, and travel. I am in Dallas, Fort Worth. Charlotte and I are traveling across the country, and some of the stories from the experiences that we have here are cool to tell. I was just about ready to take a picture of Charlotte, who was sprawled out on the bed, and then I decided no, and I brought her in some eggs and ham, and so that's what she's involved in at the moment.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, Roberta, we have a number of things to celebrate. New York, especially, at this time of year, is a great place to go because of the shows, lights. It was
fabulous.
A lot of Jewish people who live in New York.
It's cold, though.
Festival of the Lights. What's temperature in New York?
No, it's not cold.
There's no
cold. Not right now. It's 46 degrees.
Yeah. Same temperature there as it is here in Dallas.
It's 55 today.
Yeah.
And who are you trying to kid? There's no Jews in New York right now.
Where are they?
Florida.
What? There's no Jews in New York. They're in Florida. It's too cold here.
Yeah.
What?
Now, I think there are plenty of... the thing that is very interesting about people coming together at this time of year, because we really do come together and celebrate our oneness, even though there's always somebody who wants to throw a rock into the reality of the celebration. There's always someone who wants to spoil, whether it's a menorah that's up on at the town hall, or whether it's a Christmas tree, or whether... I think we have a story today, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com about a school superintendent who's catching a lot of grief appropriately because he decided to end a tradition. This is the first year this guy has been job as superintendent of schools. Local firefighters for a long time have dressed up as Santa Claus and visited the schools. But he said, nope, we're not going to do that this year. And the town went bananas.
I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's reversed his decision. The schools get their Santa visit today before they break for Christmas.
Was he worried because somebody was actually trying to make church and state
with Santa
argument
Claus.
There with Santa, which has
Santa
nothing
Claus.
To do with church?
Nothing to do with church at all.
Right.
No.
So yesterday,
clueless idiots that run these school systems.
Yesterday, I'm out. Doug called me, 9 o'clock last night. And I'm 10 o'clock, and I'm out running errands and trying to get stuff done for the week. And it's 10 o'clock, so I'm running around like crazy. So I haven't had anything to eat. So I stopped through the drive-thru at Wendy's to get a tea and a fish sandwich. And the kid hands me my change, says thank you very much, and Merry Christmas. And I was like, that just I liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, very good. No happy holidays or something like that. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, props to @Wendy's. Twitter, you use the @ sign to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For saying Merry Christmas as I picked up my order.
Oh, and you probably just got that kid fired.
And, of course, I get a response. I probably didn't. I didn't say where I was.
Huh?
Also, isn't today Hanukkah?
Yes.
Why props? Isn't today Hanukkah? This Jen Hoffman tweeted me. So I tweeted her back. I said, I would have been happy with that, too. I'm just glad they say anything and
other
not
than
cop
happy
out
holiday. Yeah,
and
right.
The happy holidays.
Yeah.
If he'd have thought I was Jewish and said happy Hanukkah, I'd have said happy Hanukkah.
I would have stopped and said, how did you know I was Jewish?
I
can tell by looking at your nose.
How did you know I was Christian?
Yeah, right, exactly. Tell by looking at your nose.
Right.
There's a story at DougStephan.com about a rabbi in Pennsylvania who has the largest collection of dreidels in the U.S., if not anywhere. 600 different dreidels. And I wonder if, Roberta, you know the story of the dreidel.
Hey, that's a lot of dreidels.
Yeah. Dreidel, 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 they made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, my dreidel I will play. Oh, dreidel, 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 it's made out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, my dreidel I will play.
Dun, 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 dun,
wow.
Dun, dun. Good job, Roberta.
That's the dreidel song, as I know it.
Yeah, where did you sing that? Where did you first learn that? Probably when you were 6 years old or something.
Yes, sometime when I was a child.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. We are celebrating Hanukkah because the Jewish...
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
There you go.
When it's dry and ready, the dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, the dreidel I will play. It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin. And when it gets all tired, it drops and I will win. Oh, dreidel, dreidel.
You've got to love the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes. All right, so you want to hear another story?
Yes.
That will send you over the top. All right, we've had the good stuff. Now it's time for the bad stuff.
Uh-oh.
All right, so there are two Muslim men. Actually, I think they're right in this. Delta Airlines was served with a suit yesterday.
Uh-oh, these two guys got put off the plane
right.
A month ago?
Yep, yeah. They kicked off the plane. No, it was last May.
Right.
They were going. They were going to a conference on discrimination against Muslims.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh my God! Anyway, the suit was filed yesterday in Nashville against Delta. Says the pilot wanted these two guys, Mushirar Rahman and Mohammed Zaghloff, to get off the flight because he thought passengers would be uncomfortable. Because they had beards and traditional Arabic clothing. You know what? You can't be that stupid anymore. It's just plain. You know, those of you say, yeah, that's good for Delta. No, it's not. It's stupid. Because just as someone who's wearing, you know, it brings me back around to all of these people who talk about the terrorists and what they look like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And remembering what happened in Oklahoma City. I drove through there yesterday, as a matter of fact. And where Timothy McVeigh... And what's his favorite? What was the other guy's name? McVeigh and... They didn't have beards, and they didn't wear a garb, and they killed 180 Americans. So, you know, this... Although, I would be the first to tell you that it is important at the airport to do profiling. If these people at the airport, before they get on the plane, if they're doing their job, they have checked them out. Because they're the profile, dark-skinned... Men in their 20s to 40s, that's who you look for. Big nose guys with
Terry Nichols.
Big nose guys.
Yeah. And Michael Fortier were the other two guys there.
Oh, that's it, right, yeah. Right.
Timothy McVeigh.
Uh-huh.
Michael Fortier, who is now a phone screener.
Right. He's answering your calls right now at 800-510-8255. Right, exactly. Okay, so in a moment I want to talk about presents and how we're doing on presents and the reason that you're having trouble finding the hot toys. We have that situation to be explained yet. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? more time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands and get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is here. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24. Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
That's everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must give equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
All right, don't forget, we're going to figure out why you're having problems finding the presents that you're looking for. The history of the dreidel. Roberta Fasanelli reporting in the sixth grade to her teacher, Miss Mohammedan. What did you tell Miss Mohammedan?
Well, it says here the dreidel has a Hebrew letter on each side, and it stands for the Hebrew phrase that means a great miracle happened there. We're talking about Israel. The miracle refers to both versions of the Hebrew phrase, the miracle of Hanukkah, and also of the dreidel of just the Hebrew religion there. So I guess it's just a religious meaning. There's some speculations that scholars used to play the dreidel to, if they were caught studying the Torah in certain places, it was considered illegal, so they would have the dreidel ready, so if anybody came by, they would start playing the dreidel and say they were just playing a game and not studying.
Really?
Yep.
That was very conclusive and extraordinarily well done, Roberta. For all those of you, everything you wanted to know about the dreidel. You are visiting a couple of artifacts from Israel in New York.
Goodness, yes. At the Discovery Center, they have the Dead Sea Scrolls on exhibition. And last Friday, I was invited to the opening preview of the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. They're only showing it for 2 weeks. It's the first time the document's ever been shown. It's the oldest version of the Ten Commandments. Right. Teeny tiny. I was shocked at how small it is, but it was just awesome.
Charlton Heston
can
only write in small letters.
Right, he can only write in small letters.
21 after on Good Day.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Regina's guitar.
Yeah, baby.
24 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I here for you. Jennifer's off today. Roberta will have her Queen of Sheep report for us. Before Christmas, and a lot of people still have shopping to do. Crunch time for a number of you as you procrastinated yourself into a corner, and now you can't find the hot toys that your children want for Christmas. You want to know why that is? Anybody want to raise their hands and
I give up.
Volunteer an answer? Richie's
giving
up.
I don't know. Right. I don't buy toys anymore. Thank goodness.
I do.
Yeah. Richie's got to. The discounts were really so significant on Black Friday, and from that point to where we are right now, sales are hotter than the retailers thought they were going to be. That coupled with the mommy bloggers, if you check the story out at DougSteffens.com, story about mommy bloggers who have sucked up a lot of the, not only do they buy, it's really interesting. Some of the bloggers are telling the stories, and you know, these people are paid. Many of these people are paid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So they get excitement going on one kind of a toy or another kind of a toy. People are like, I got to have it. So there's that. And plus the fact that some of these people, once they sense the trends, they go buy them.
Right.
And they put them up on eBay.
Right.
For you. That's the only way you can find some of these things. They're pretty clever about that.
The Leapfrog products, there is one little handheld Leapfrog computer game to help teach little kids, like my daughter, we got her one.
Yeah.
It helps teaches her ABCs and has different counting games and all that stuff. So it's kind of like she's playing a video game, but she's really learning the ABCs and counting. Gone. Can't find them anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you go to eBay.
Yep.
And want to pay a premium price.
That's it.
People and luckily, we picked one up before they were all gone, but, I mean, it's they say it's one of the hottest toys this Christmas.
There are some people who think this ought to be illegal. What do you mean illegal? This is just an enterprise. People are smart. They're smarter than you are. They go find. They know they're following the trends. You can do the same thing if you want to.
What's the difference between that and, let's say, a Wall Street person, Wall Street person doing insider trading? What's the difference?
You don't have advanced knowledge that the Leapster product is going to be the hottest toy and you scarf them up.
You're
on the same playing field as everybody else.
Yeah.
Insider trading gives you a specific advantage.
You're a mommy blogger, so you do have some inside advantage, especially if you're being paid by certain companies.
Yeah, but there's thousands and thousands of mommy bloggers.
You know that there's followers. You know that people are going
to
listen to it.
It's not insider trading. You're talking about.
You may be right. 800-510-8255. Who thinks Roberta is on path? This is the. I'm looking at the.
That's all the surveys.
It have been, who is Roberta or me?
Her.
No, I think there's something to it, because especially if they're paid by certain companies to promote things. I have to say the Queen of Sheep is not paid by anybody to promote
including
anything.
Yeah, right.
Including me, right.
So let me get this straight. You want the feds to go lock up all of these mommy bloggers who are sitting at home with their coffee and their robe blogging about a toy that they may get $200 a month to blog about from some company.
Right.
For insider trading.
We need to put the
feds then they buy up the toy, and then they resell it.
More government intervention. Let's get the government
it's
involved.
It's insider trading. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Oh, man. I wish Maria were here, our mommy blogger friend.
So,
fantastic.
There are a lot of people who are not going to buy, they say, until after Christmas because they've gotten the idea they're going to get cash for Christmas, they're going to get some kind of gift certificate for Christmas. So it's really, even though business in the stores are much better, business online much better, there's still a lot of people who haven't spent their dough yet for Christmas. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing sort of pans out. Up next, the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at USOinvisiblewounds.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later on here, Jennifer is not here, so I'm going to be doing, this is rare for me to talk about television on this program. I'm going to see if I can fit together some of the news that's important for those of you who are interested in television. Jennifer usually handles that so well, I leave her to her own devices. But that's not the case today. I have the Queen of Sheba with her report on what we have. There are a number of things. Yesterday, some big deals from Jones of New York. Today, Macy's. Macy's having a sale?
Can you believe it?
What Macy's? What we have at Macy's, though, but beyond the sale, this is even better, is a coupon good only for today until 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time.
Really?
But it's good at all Macy's, and it's $10 off a $25 purchase.
Don't give it up until you get your
purchase. Oh, I didn't do my music. My music.
Yeah, here we go.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
I'm just so excited about this coupon.
You are, Roberta.
So we're gonna tell you about it again.
Sure. You know what the rule is for a good public speaker? You tell them what you're going to
tell them. Tell them what they're
going to
say.
Then you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them.
Tell them what you just said.
Oh, here you go.
Yep. It's like radio.
Yeah.
Macy's, only good until 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time, so that'll be 4 o'clock, I guess, Western time, or maybe it's 1 o'clock in each place that you are. I have no idea. But they say it's only good until 1 o'clock.
Thanks for the scoop.
It's $10 off a $25 purchase, and we have the coupon just for you at DougSteffen.com. You have to print it out and take it to Macy's. We've got another coupon that's really kind of neat. It's for Bath & Body Works, anywhere from 20 to 40% off, but you won't know how much your coupon is worth until they scan it in. So it's a printable coupon. That's good until Christmas Eve, until the 24th. Now, we've also got for you $10 off an e.l.f. makeup card with a $20 purchase. So what you do is you make a $20 purchase, and you get a $10 gift card back. That's good through Christmas Day. And we have all sorts of Christmas music for you, and it's all listed on DougSteffen.com. We have the Amazon 25 Days of Free Music, the iTunes Holiday Single of the Week, the People Country Hot Holiday Music, the Stella Artois Under the Holiday Star Music,
Stella,
jazzy, and the Christmas
Stella
Music Tree free app for you for your smartphone. And these are all listed on DougSteffen.com, and it's all great places to get your Christmas music. I'm really psyched about the Christmas Tree free app one for your smartphone.
Yeah, so I might have to check out that Macy's one today.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
you've
got to get there soon.
Yeah. You got to get there, Richie. You have to leave right now in order to get to these are, a lot of stuff, as we said earlier, is going fast. People are running, not walking, running, racing to the stores to get a hold of some of these things. And what it's done, they've been great loss leaders. One of the things that has been reported any number of times in the last 2 weeks especially is how many people went into the store and said, oh, damn, that's not here. I don't. And then they look around and say, oh, well, I'll try that over there, which is what loss leadership, that stuff is all about. It's, what do they call it, bait and switch.
Bait and switch.
Bait and switch. Here's a good karma story. This is a good karma story of the day. There's a fellow named Mel Karmazan, who, this is a side story, who used to run CBS Radio, and now he runs Sirius, the satellite distributor of programming. He has a radio company called Good Karma. His name, Karmazan, Good Karma.
That's great.
Thought of that.
Get
when
it.
I saw this story. Got it?
Get
Here's
it.
The story. We have this story. We're carrying the story at DougStefan.com. A couple was stopped coming out of a store over the weekend. They were shoplifting. They were cited for, they were stealing batteries and little things. You know, the stuff you can stick in your pocket, little hairbrushes, tubes of toothpaste, stuff like that. And so they had to go to jail. And they had to bail themselves out. It was $250 a piece. I mean, nothing serious. So they go back to the mall parking lot, and they found somebody who broke into their car and stole the radio out of the car and the stuff they had in their car. So, I don't. What do you mean, oh? They were
karma,
stealing
baby.
Stuff from a store. They got what
karma.
They deserved up the shorts. I thought that was nothing wrong with that. What do you, what? You think that that's a, you think you feel sorry for these people? Roberta, what's the matter with
you? Well, sort of, you know.
Why?
It was a valuable lesson for them, Roberta.
Of course
valuable
it was.
Valuable lesson for
right.
them,
yeah.
Yes.
By the way, statistics are out this week about crime in this country. I saw Bill Bratton being interviewed yesterday on one of the morning shows.
How you doing?
Bill Bratton used to be the, not Bill Clinton, Bill Bratton.
No, you said so, Bill Clinton.
Did I say Clinton?
Yeah.
I think I said Bratton.
And Bill Clinton was interviewed yesterday on the morning shows.
Yeah, but Bill Bratton...
Okay.
His interview. Bill Bratton used to be the commissioner of police in Boston, then New York, then Los Angeles. And so he has a, now he...
That's a little resume there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He knows what he's talking about. And he now has a company that's aimed at statistically understanding what causes crime and how to prevent it. He is a, you know, he's hired by police chiefs all around the country. If they have problems trying to solve crime or they have particular crimes in their area seem to be unique to their area, Bratton comes in and helps them figure out how they can handle those problems with crime.
Jobs and education, baby.
Yep. Well, that's brilliant. He's a very smart guy. I like him a lot, Frank. I think he did a great job. Rudy Giuliani fired him because he was getting all the good press and Giuliani was getting none. Remember that, Roberta? When Bratton was running the police... And everybody said, wow, what's happening to the police in this city? What a great thing. And Bratton was being interviewed by everybody. And Giuliani didn't like it because he was out of the spotlight. So, fired him. And in 10 minutes, he had a job being the police commissioner in Los Angeles. But anyway, the point is that crime, apparently, the crime stats show a almost dramatic lessening decrease in the number of serious crimes.
Yeah.
Rape, murder, robberies, all that kind of stuff are down from 4 to 10%, depending up to 14%, depending on the categories.
You know, it's
so, and even in this time when we have, when you'd expect there to be more crime because we have so many people that are in dire straits, the crime numbers are down. And people are scratching their head trying to figure out why this is.
I heard one of the local counties here in Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, where I grew up, just released their statistics for last year.
Yeah.
And their ability to solve robberies is down to 24%.
They can't. So 75% will get away with what they steal?
Let's say somebody... Yeah, right, exactly.
Really?
Somebody breaks into your house.
Yeah.
There's a 25% chance that they will be able to figure out who did it and get your stuff back.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
How about this? The police maybe get angry at me and help yourself take a shot at 800-510-8255. How many of these robberies are done in conjunction with or collusion with police officers? Or security.
Yeah.
These security companies that say, we're protecting your neighborhood. And, in fact, the guys who are running it are... There was a movie about that. I think a movie of the week, a couple, 3 weeks ago. But that was the whole theme of the movie.
No matter where you go, you're going to find somebody dirty in any kind of business that you do, including the police.
Yeah.
Sure, but I mean, that's a small percentage of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Speaking of dirt, there's a new study that was published this week in the edition of the International Journal of Health Services. And I bring this to your attention before we have Dr. Ken on, because he's not on with us in this hour, because it has such impact on Americans. The research finds that between the Fukushima meltdown and the beginning of December, the theory is 14,000 people died in America.
Ooh.
Since the meltdown, that would not have died. They are tracing the deaths back to radioactive fallout. And apparently the same thing happened back in 1986 with Chernobyl. Not necessarily here in America, although you have to, you understand that when this stuff gets up into the atmosphere, everything travels from west to east. That's how the weather goes. That's how the atmosphere works. So everything that happens, and we had diminished capacity of getting the negative effect of Chernobyl because it was so. It's exactly halfway around the world from.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah,
you're saying I can sue Japan because my dad all of a sudden got stage four lung cancer.
I could sue him because Tony died of breast cancer.
You can't sue because she's your ex-wife.
Oh,
you know, your kids can. Your kids can.
Yeah.
So we can sue Japan. Class action suit.
Yeah.
Even though my dad was a lifelong smoker.
Yeah, right. Well, Tony wasn't. Yeah. Tony never did anything bad in her life. I think she said she told me once she smoked marijuana.
But she had pre-existing condition, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
But she was in the convent?
She smoked marijuana or she was in the convent.
Love it. Love
for those of you who...
Getting closer to God.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Exactly.
For those who don't know the story, my former wife, Tony, who passed away in November, when I met her, she had just come out of a convent.
Was cruising for chicks at the convent. You
right.
Got lucky.
She had been at a convent for 4.5 years in North Carolina and couldn't stand it for a number of different reasons. And so she got out, and the fellow who was the priest who ran the convent had a brother who was the principal of a school. Talk about this for, I don't know, what is this all about? But anyway, the priest's brother ran a school in Framingham. He's a principal. And he hired Tony to be a first grade teacher. And that's how I met her. She was teaching when I was teaching, and somebody who was a mutual friend introduced the two of us. And so you think about in the odds of what happens.
How does that introduction go? Hey, Doug, like to meet my hot former nun friend?
Now, I didn't know that she was a former nun until I'd actually met her. The girl who introduced the two of us, a great friend of mine from Heidelberg, and she was teaching. She came to Framingham with me. There were two other people that came to Framingham with me when we graduated from Heidelberg. One of them was a love interest, and the other one was a friend, and they were both music teachers. And so it happened that my friend Patsy, who was teaching at three or four schools of music, met Tony at this school. And remember I told you the story yesterday, the day before, about how this school is across the street from the chemical dump?
Right.
And how so many people in that area are getting various cancers, and I'm theorizing any number of things. But at any rate, that's how I met Tony, because of this person who was a friend of mine. Meeting her, thought she was so sweet, so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect way to meet somebody new.
Yeah, whatever.
She was in my life from June 4th, 1971. That was when I met her. And she swore that day. I told her to follow me because she didn't know her way back to Framingham. She says that I drove off in the dust. Left her to find her own way back. That was the first Tony story.
That's how it started.
That night. That's how it started. Yep. And from that till today. Anyway, so, but when you think about the impact, going back to the news about the research, 14,000 deaths that have been directly connected. So
directly connected how?
To the Fukushima meltdown. Aggravated radioactive fallout dust, that kind of stuff, which really gets
Okay, I go into the hospital and I'm sick of what?
You're going to have, it'll be cancers, lung diseases, things like that. You know, again, the same stuff that Tony had. The stuff that's affected more than anything else by this quickly is your lung, because you're breathing the stuff in.
So, I mean, this would be a long-term thing. This thing happened last year, so they're saying within 6 to 8 months, it's killed 14,000 people.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Yes. And now, and you often challenge my facts when it comes to stories.
I just want you to.
I'm looking at the story from the International Journal of Health Services. Well, I'll let you dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. We actually could post that at DougStephan.com.
I'm going to look
on Facebook
it now,
page.
Yeah.
All right, you can do that, Richie. 14 before the hour, I will report on television information, including how to get the Super Bowl in a way that you probably didn't think you were going to be able to get the Super Bowl, coming right up here on Good Day.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Travel spending will be up as more Americans plan trips this holiday season, according to the third annual Access America Vacation Confidence Index, released by Mondial Assistance USA. Nearly 60% of Americans are confident they will take a holiday trip this year, up from 50% in 2010. As a result of more people traveling this year, the travel industry will see a nearly $6 billion bump in revenue, with holiday travel spending expected to reach $65.2 billion. And while car travel is still a top mode of travel, more travelers intend to fly this year than they have in the past. Daniel DeRozzo of Access America has more.
What we're seeing is that travel continues to be an important investment for Americans, even in unsettled economic times. The combination of increased travel, recovering travel costs, and the uncertainty in the economy make travel insurance this year's must-have stocking stuffer for holiday travelers.
The survey also found that 60% of consumers are influenced by other travelers' online reviews. I'm Patrick Davis.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
You know that show, Homeland. Yeah, Homeland's on
Homeland,
Showtime.
Yeah.
Three Golden Globe nominations.
Yeah.
It sounds like 24, an issue. I'm looking at an overview of one of the episodes. Bombings, murders, somebody had last-minute memory failure. This is big-time stuff. I think one of the kids that went with me to Israel is on this show, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, yeah, like this is a perfect example of all of these cable show channels coming up with these really good shows that people are now finding. It's not just on the
television
networks.
Wonder why box office totals are down.
Yeah, right.
Because there's so much good TV.
Right. All right, speaking of good TV, for the first time this year, you'll be able to watch your Super Bowl streamed online on the NBC website. How do you like that? Check it out. Stories at DougStephan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, 53 past the hour, the theme in the background opens the door or the window, or perhaps the dog. How many people actually have dog houses? Yeah, I drove by somebody's house the other day. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on Good Day, here to help us make our lives and our pets' lives better. The dog house had been built, obviously, by the owner between the house and the garage. And I was just thinking to myself, who puts their dog in a doghouse anymore? Dogs never in the house.
A lot of people do.
A funny doghouse story.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I worked with, remember Liberace?
Yeah, of course.
I helped Liberace with his dogs many years ago. I was 11 at the time.
Child dog prodigy.
He had an air-conditioned doghouse at his home in Las Vegas shaped like a piano.
Oh,
air-conditioned, heated, and it was all kind of jewelry inside. I would have liked to live there myself at the time, quite honestly. But people still have dog houses. But you know what? My dogs don't need them. They have my house.
Yeah. I can imagine. When we were... my father would not have dogs or pets in the house. So he had a barn, and that's where the dogs and the cats lived. They lived in the barn. And first time the dog ever got in the house, my mother was sick, really sick. And so Willie, who was the same Bernard we had, came inside and stayed by the fireplace with my mother. And the only other dog that ever came in, that Willie came, I think my father may not have been around, but I remember distinctly one day Charlotte was, she was pretty young and hadn't really been to my father's house before, and she used to follow me every place. So I opened the door, Charlotte came in, walked right in the house. And my father never said a word. Charlotte was the only dog who got into that house. Every time I was there, Charlotte came into the house. And it was just kind of an amazing thing.
It's that bulldog face.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Or I'm not, you can't keep me out of here. I'm going in. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. A story about cats and claws, and not Santa Claus, coming right up here on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Just for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Right. We have to take the opportunity when our pet guy's here to
right.
Get not heard this song out of the way.
Actually, this is the only time I think we've heard this all year.
And it's the only time you will.
We will hear it, yeah.
Warren,
right.
In your honor, we play the most annoying Christmas song there is.
You should try
Dogs.
You should try riding a Harley Davidson and blasting this on the speakers, pulling up next to somebody.
Especially if there's a dog in the car.
They look at you like you're nuts.
If Charlotte had the headsets on, she'd be up wondering, where's this noise coming from? All right, so, Warren, a couple of things here. We underscore every year not to have pets on the present list. Do not get a pet.
I know two people that have broken that rule already.
Oh, my God. How
my brother bought a yellow lab.
Can I be but let me be hypocritical here.
Please.
You're absolutely right, Doug. For the last umpteen years, every Christmas I would tell people this is absolutely the worst time of year to buy a pet or adopt a pet based on the fact that the houses are decorated, people are coming in, people are busy.
Right.
Sure. Now I'm going back on that. Not buying a pet.
Really?
However, because the shelters and humane societies, because of economic situations, are so filled this year, I mean overfilled this year, that I don't care if it's New Year's morning or Christmas morning, if you're going to adopt and not buy, but adopt a dog or adopt a cat, I don't care when you bring them home this year, just bring them home, because they're full. They're full. And so many dogs and cats are being euthanized just because they don't have that home, so we got to get them out. Got to get them
out. It's a shame how many animals are sold these days, the business of selling animals when there's so many good animals sitting in shelters.
So why should we not, there's a story about cats and claws and health and all that sort of thing.
Oh, the video, the viral video that's running around.
So what's the story with that?
The bottom line is people should not declaw their cats. It's against the law in Israel. It's against the law in Europe. It's against the law in Brazil and against the law in many cities in this country. However, what they showed on TV was this little cat rubbing the face of the baby. Bottom line is you don't leave a cat with a baby alone. Declawing is not cutting the nails. It's an amputation, and it should be illegal in the United States.
Well, it affects their knuckles. It takes their knuckles off with the
It affects their behavior. Very often, the cat that's declawed will become more aggressive with their mouth.
All right. Ready for